Hey, you're listening to Don't Make Sense. I'm Dr. Vivian Rodriguez, an educational psychologist, blogger, educator, and coach who loves to talk about style, life, creating, and mental health. Okay, so I started this podcast to create a space to talk about style and substance, to talk about the complexities of being a woman who's authentic and thriving. All right, let's get into it. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about how to figure out a side hustle you can monetize. All right, so you don't want to leave your job, but you have a lot of other interests. Also, you think about how it would be to pursue one of those interests. How would it be if you could get paid for it too? So I'm here to tell you it's possible. And you know what? Anything is possible. So this episode, what I'm going to do is give you some steps to take to decide which side hustle you want to build and kind of how to do it. And also kind of to decide if this is something you want to pursue and then finally how to monetize it. So you like Amazon, but you don't know what styles to get. Go ahead and check out my Amazon Live. I'm an A-list creator, which means I do a lot of lives and people like them. So go ahead and head over to the show notes for this episode to go and join the live. And don't forget to follow me on Amazon. And then keep in mind, as an Amazon associate, I do earn from qualified purchases and all opinions are my own. And I'll see you guys around. Hey, I know you guys do not have a ton of time to just be scrolling through social media. You got better things to do, right? So that's why I revamped and relaunched my Fave Finds newsletter. And what I did is, it's kind of a, in case you missed it. So I scour through the internet to find some styles for midsize and curves. And I also add just some different podcast episodes or books that I'm into lately, just some good stuff for your email inbox. So go ahead and head over to the show notes for this episode to sign up for my Fave Finds. And don't worry, I'm not going to spam your email inbox. It'll be some good stuff. One of the reasons I did this episode is because as an educator and someone who is not like in the industry, like entertainment industry, people are always wondering how I started doing my blog and the podcast, like where'd this come from? And then they go, oh, I want to like just pick your brain on this and that. But, you know, that doesn't happen. And when I tell them a little bit about how I started doing it, they get a little like, what? So this is like that conversation, you know, like if we were going to have coffee or lunch together, this is what I would tell you to kind of do to, you know, kind of figure out what you want to focus on you know, to build a side hustle like I did. Okay, so we're going to start with my side hustle story. I started blogging back in 2016, and it was just like me taking mirror selfies in my room of just like my outfits. With like a laundry basket in the back, you know, and like socks on the floor. Anyway, and lots of visits to Target. Fast forward 6 years later, now I have a thriving creative business and my side hustle business has led to some really amazing experiences. So I built and monetized my creative business, my side hustle, while I was working full time as an educational psychologist, also being a mom and a wife, and I went to graduate school at the same time, got my doctorate, and then kind of launched this podcast, you know, as I was also working on my blog. So it's possible, like anything is possible. So, but enough about me, let's talk about how to do it. So let's talk about the difference between a side hustle and a hobby. There is a difference. So a hobby is something that, you know, can become your side hustle. Like there's some convergence there, but there is also some divergence between these activities. A side hustle and a hobby can be that thing that gives you a sense of flow. Time flies when you're doing it. You would do this activity for hours for free. It's the thing that holds your attention without a ton of effort. It's the activity you enjoy. And you probably have an extensive bank of knowledge regarding these interests or, you know, activities or topics. However, a hobby may not be something someone will pay you to share. It doesn't solve a problem someone else has. Likewise, not enough people find it entertaining. So you got to think about that. And maybe you don't have exceptional skill in this area. It's just fun, right? So a hobby can certainly just meet your needs and does not need to be a side hustle. You know, just you have to think about, well, that's not going to be something that I can monetize. All right, let's get into how do you select your side hustle step by step. So this is like your launching pad to figure out, you know, and filter out your ideas to see what you want to pursue. And then, you know, there's more work to be done after that, but this is just should get you started. All right, so a side hustle, it can meet your needs and the needs of others. A side hustle does one of the following three things. It will solve a problem, it educates, or inspires. It's offering some sort of value to the world, and it's the thing you do uniquely well. And on top of that, you don't mind doing it. Step one, observe yourself. Self-observation will lead to the realization of what you want to pursue. So you want to observe, what do you tend to do with your free time? What piques your interest? Write all of those ideas down and what you like about these topics. This will be your bank of potential side hustles. Pay attention to how you feel as you write about these ideas. Which ones spark joy and energy in you? So those would be the ideas that you might be able to create a side hustle business from. And if they spark joy and energy in you, those are probably going to be the activities that are going to be most sustainable over time. Number two, observe others. Pay attention to what your friends and family ask you about. The topics or activities that others tend to ask you about are your areas of expertise. Now, you're thinking probably that you're not a quote-unquote expert, but here's the thing. You don't need a ton of degrees to be perceived as knowledgeable. Just more information than the next person is good enough. Having a side hustle you can monetize requires that you add something of value to others. And so if they're always asking you, they must feel that you add value. Number three, start the work. Get to it. Now comes the fun part. It's the execution of your idea or topic that you got to get doing, you know, get going. You want to start your side hustle now. I think we like think sometimes we need this big event or complicated process to launch a new idea. You really don't. You just need to start where you are with the resources you have. There is no like need to feel like completely ready. Just go. And I think this is really important as you want to filter out ideas quickly that are not going to work. So for instance, like this podcast, I just found the Anchor app after kind of researching and I just started and then, you know, was able to kind of get better over time. But I didn't, you know, spend a lot of time analyzing like my start. I just started, you know, recording and getting to it so that I can kind of get over that, you know, moment where I'm like, oh, should I do it or not? I just started it. And then I went on to the next step here that we're going to talk about. Finally, you want to start the journey. Now you're ready to get your side hustle on. Remember, there's going to be times that you may not enjoy it as much. Also, you're going to be limited on time. So you want to kind of think about like a workflow. You want to think about how to carve out time. And then you want to just remember that there's going to be aspects of having a business that are downers. There's going to be times where you're like, do I really want to be doing this? But you want to think about that. You know, keep in mind you're learning. So you want to push through those growing pains and be patient because, as I said before, anything is possible. After that, you want to evaluate the side hustle. You brainstormed. You observed yourself and others. You started the work. Now it's time to get ready to be really honest with yourself, you know, and try to figure out, is this an activity that can keep carving out time to do? Will there be enough return on investment, ROI, right, to take this side hustle on? And finally, you want to think about, am I going to enjoy doing this? I feel like this is so important. Don't just start something because you can make money from it, because you want it to be something that aligns with who you are and that you're going to be in it for the long run, right? Because it's not going to be where you start to make money overnight. You got to keep working at something for a while to see that. And you also want it to be something you can sustain. As you evaluate the side hustle, you might not drop the whole side hustle, right? Maybe there's some activities that you're like, I need to filter out and figure out what I really enjoy or prioritize or shift it a little bit. So, you know, for instance, I was doing a lot of like bilingual captions in my social media and on the blog. And then I just noticed I wasn't getting big ROI on that. So I just dropped that off. So that's like an example of something that I felt like I didn't need to be putting so much effort into that because it just wasn't, you know, giving me results. And it seemed like no one cared, to be honest. So that's what I would think about is when you evaluate it, think about what can I keep up? What do I need to trim? And over time, that's going to keep happening where you just keep doing this like check-in. Is this working? What can I do differently? You know, and consume a lot of content on kind of business and side hustle, you know, ideas. I think that'll also help you, you know, filter out what you don't need to be spending time on. The great thing about having a side hustle is that you can end up having these awesome experiences that would have never happened if you didn't just like kind of take a chance and start something. So for instance, with this podcast, it's led to being in a docuseries for Hulu, which is super random for me. And I also was on CNN Español because of my podcast, because they searched the term Afro-Latina and then they found me. Crazy, right? So again, think about, you know, the options and the possibilities are endless. You just need to pursue what you're curious about and then learn about it and then, you know, see where it takes you. All right, there you have it. That is my take on how to figure out a side hustle you can monetize. Of course, this is just like a starting point just to kind of get you going. I'm going to probably create some more episodes kind of to expand on this, but I have some other episodes that I'll put in the show notes that'll help you with like how to carve out time to, you know, create and do your side hustle. So I'm hoping this kind of, you know, made you feel like it's possible and gave you some steps to take some action.
Like what you're hearing? Go ahead and subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. You can also share the podcast on Instagram and tag me at Live by Viv. As far as my music, it's The Croft by Joachim Karud. And everything we talked about in this episode can be found in the show notes on livebyviv.com. Okay, and remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.